The president isn't the only super stable genius. Here's Steve Gruber.
I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
All right, welcome back to it on a Tuesday. You know, in 1988, I was a cub reporter working in Bozeman, Montana, going to Montana State University, working for a small radio station, KBMN, by the way. It's not there anymore. And that summer, Yellowstone National Park caught on fire. You may recall that. 1.1 million acres burned in Yellowstone in 1988, and I was back and forth to Yellowstone. I won several awards for the Associated Press. I was pretty proud of myself back then. The point being is, 90 miles away in Bozeman, the skies were filled with smoke and ash and everything. And then when I hear people today, oh, it's unprecedented, these wildfires in the West. No, they pretty much happen every year, and you get used to it, and it happens. Dr. Tim Ball is with me, author of Human-Caused Global Warming, The Biggest Deception in History. Doctor, welcome back.
Well, thank you very kindly, Steve.
So let's talk about wildfires. I did some research, and I do that from time to time. The biggest wildfires I can find actually occurred in Wisconsin and Michigan, one in 1871 and one in 1881. One of those fires, a million acres burned in a single day in the state of Michigan. So this notion that somehow what's happening in California is unprecedented and it's the end of the world and Chicken Little is right, come on, right? Really?
Well, exactly. And of course, one of the things that the environmentalists do, and by the way, the global warming issue is becoming a big push because the polls are showing that the public are simply not buying it anymore. They're just simply saying, "Oh, we're not concerned about this as an issue." So you're seeing a big push, and the cutting of funding and the regulations at EPA and so on. But what they do is that they take a normal event and present it as if it was abnormal because the people don't do their research like you do, or they don't know the historic record. And that's what's going on in California. I mean, I used to, every September, I'd start my class on climatology, and I'd say, look, I can predict what's going to happen. You're going to see a very hot, dry summer and threat of drought in California, and then you're going to see fires, and then you're going to see rain, and then you're going to see mudslides. And that's the normal pattern because California has got an unusual climate. I mean, people they like the climate, but it's unusual, and it's the only climate in the world that has winter rainfall. It gets over 70% of its rainfall in the wintertime. And that's why the way this it's called a Mediterranean climate, because they get the same thing there. And you notice that there's fires going on now in Greece and Portugal, because this is the normal pattern. And so, yeah, it's exactly what's happening. The other thing, by the way, nobody talks about the grass fires anymore. I mean, there's an entry from the Hudson Bay Company records at Churchill, Manitoba, from 1790. And
right.
It says the Indians report that the whole of the prairies are on fire.
Well, and here's the thing.
So
because
you don't
here's
get
the thing.
That anymore because we put them out.
Yeah, we need it. Well, and you just nailed it, Doctor. Here's the thing. Grass fires were big. The northern, well, I always called it the northern desert, but the prairie, the grasslands. I call it the northern desert because it was dry and the grass would burn. But here's something else. The United States government put out every wildfire in America for decades. And then they stopped that practice in the mid-1980s. As a result, we had that giant fire in Yellowstone. And as a result, you still have places in America where the fuel buildup, the fuel being dead trees and deadfall and an accumulation of tinder at the bottom of the forest floor, will catch fire. Because then it became, well, let it burn. And let it, but well, if you build your house in a place where there's tremendous amounts of fuel on the forest floor and a fire starts, guess what? You can't control it. It's not unprecedented. What's unprecedented is you have 35 million people living in California in places that mudslides occur and fires occur. Isn't that right?
Well, exactly, and it's the same thing. You know, people living in Hawaii, and they know the volcano's there, and they know it's going to erupt. Now some of them are quite fatal about it, and they say, "Yeah, okay, Pele and all this stuff." But yeah, you live in high risk regions. That's what's going to happen. But you're right about the fires, by the way. The Fires are natural and in fact necessary. This is one of the things in California. The chaparral, the kind of vegetation that you get because of their climate, it's what they call xerophytic. It resists drought. But that means it's very vulnerable to fire. And so you get lightning fires late in the summer when the rains start to come. And by the way, the Aboriginal people, they set fires for hunting. A lot of the fires,
of course they do.
I mean, you go to a place in Canada called Head Smashed In Buffalo Jump. What they would do is wait till the wind was the right direction, and then they set the fire and chase the buffalo over the cliff and then get the meat at the bottom of the cliff.
The same thing is true in Whitehall, Montana. I was just at Buffalo Jump State Park, Montana. It's right along I-90.
Yeah.
Same thing. And that, you
exactly
know.
The same thing. But the fires are necessary. And as you're talking about with the forests, there's two types of fires. There's what they call the crown fire, which is the one that goes through quickly, burns off a lot of that dead material before it starts to accumulate, and then the regrowth. And you get, by the way, there are plants that require the fire to open up the seeds so that they can start to grow again.
That's right.
And,
lodgepole pines. Well done, Doctor. Lodgepole pine, for example, the pine tree all across the western United States, it doesn't even open its cone till the temperature is 125 degrees. That means forest fire. The forest regenerates by fire, but people are uneducated, and nobody learns what the truth is, and nobody gets it. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, and as I said, if you don't let those crown fires go through, which is what the government was doing, was stopping them, and as you said, the dead material builds up, and then you get what they call a base fire, and those are very, very difficult to put out because they'll actually burn it down underground. And you think it's out, and you walk away, and then suddenly you got the fire again. But, this whole thing. And by the way, the sediments off the coast of the Pacific where they core, they take core samples, and you can see the layers of carbon which relate to the fires that occurred. And there are fewer now than there were before the Europeans arrived.
Well, we got to leave it right there, Doctor. Good conversation.
Simply taken out of context for a political agenda, and
it's all true. Dr. Tim Ball, I got to leave it right there. Author of Human Caused Global Warming. We'll have you back very soon, sir. Thank you very much. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Back after this.